Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure's dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket, red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, awesome. This is Kirk Finney standing in for John Moore at thelibertyman.com. We're working with our special guest, Dr. Len Horowitz, who's also on the line with me. John and his beautiful wife, Jane, are attending the Hear the Watchman Dallas event. That's all about prophetic signs in the heavenlies, how apropos with this eclipse coming. Bunch of folks speaking. You got Dr. Carrie Maget. You got Dave Hodges. We've got Stan Johnson from the Prophecy Club, and of course, our very own John Moore and Jamie Walden, and many, many more speaking at that event. And that is, looking at the dates here, you can find that event, I know, at Eventbrite. And again, it's called the Hear the Watchman Dallas 2024 Prophetic Signs in the Heavenlies. That's the name of the event. And it's April 5 till April 8th. So this weekend going on right now in Dallas. We're joined with Dr. Len Horowitz here, and we've just been going over a lot of information. You know, Dr. Len, one of the things that I also found fascinating listening to you over the years was this legal contest that you had in Hawaii regarding your property. I wonder if you could just cover that a little bit and how that ties in, you know, to some of the methodology that these people employ, you know, to steal value that's not theirs. In many different ways, and one of them is certainly with this property. Can you talk just for a second about that?
I could talk for hours about
that. Please do. I'm very interested in it. I know our callers would be too, I'm sure.
Well, I'm very active right now in the courts in Hawaii.
Still,
yeah. After, what, 20 years? It started 2003, yeah. So basically, where it's at right now, and it's so amazing. If there's anybody out there listening that is engaged in the production of documentary films, this is a really good idea. I'm thinking about it myself. Essentially, we've been talking about how the devil doers, the global industrialists, are advancing anti-God policies. And among those is a drug that is called ayahuasca on the street. Yesterday, I got a phone call from somebody who went on X and found one of my segments up there recently. The Kunin Shaman. You remember the Kunin Shaman? Who went on Capitol Hill? He's running for Congress right now. He and I did a segment. He's actually a sincere shaman. I raised the issue of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, is actually advanced far beyond their early work with LSD, with the psychotropic drug called dimethyltryptamine, DMT, or ayahuasca. It's a tea. And the man that stole my property and stole many properties, including my very wealthy neighbor's property on the Big Island of Hawaii, the neighbor is Gregorians, the two Gregorian brothers that happen to be very, very wealthy because they own the arms business bank in Armenia and they're Burisma's chief competitor in the Ukraine.
Wow.
They lost about $750 million in a theft that was administered by the same CIA operative that stole my property in Hawaii.
Jeez.
His name is Paul J. Sulla Jr. And the FBI finally indicted him based on the theft of the Gregorians' property, but left out my property. The entire state of Hawaii is operated by a criminal cartel heavily connected to CIA called the Democratic Party. There's virtually no Republican Party in the state of Hawaii. Totally monopolized. Why? Because it's so important for the Pacific Rim. You see, all the drugs and drug trafficking and human trafficking is coming in not through Mexico primarily. It's coming in through the gateway to the North America, Hawaii. So Pearl Harbor is the main processing station. And at any rate, the man that stole my property, the FBI finally indicted on 8 counts, and he's going to trial in about 2 weeks on that matter. But because the FBI, of course, did the same thing that they're doing right now with Hunter Biden, give him a little slap on the wrist. Forget about the treason. Forget about the sedition. Forget about all this money laundering that's ongoing with all these. They're getting them on tax evasion and a gun violation. Well, that's a slap on the wrist. They're doing the same damn thing with Mr. Sulla in Hawaii. So when I saw the FBI's indictment and I realized that it was fraudulent because it omitted the most important fact that Mr. Sulla forges deeds to steal properties. And that's how he stole the Gregorians' property. That's how he stole my property. And then he conveyed those properties into incredibly the same fake companies, the shell corporations that he did with me. So I sent a letter. I sent about two or three months ago, I sent a letter to the FBI saying, well, maybe I should join your case, your criminal case against Mr. Sulla. And I also alerted the judge, the federal court judge in Honolulu, who's overseeing this matter. And she got so pissed off that she contacted, I believe, based on what happened, she must have contacted my judge in the Third Circuit, where I'm in civil litigation for all these years. And my judge, to cover her butt, suddenly comes back to me and says, you know what? In 2014, that's 10 years ago, Kirk, 10 years ago, you filed, Dr. Horowitz, a RICO claim against Mr. Sulla. I'd like to bring that back into action and have you file a supplemental claim. Because the FBI has indicted Mr. Sulla and your previous lawyer, Gary Zamber, the two are indicted going to trial this week or in the next couple of weeks. She says, I want you to file a RICO, an amended RICO claim, as a third party litigant against Mr. Sulla. So that's what I did. That's where I'm at right now. There's a high probability that by the grace of God, that the devil doer's actions are going haywire and the whole thing is unraveling. By the grace of God, I believe that that's happening. I've seen God's hand moving all these years over this matter. At any rate, what's really fascinating is the involvement of Mr. Sulla's connection to this drug. He is the main supplier. Get this. He's the main supplier of what they call the God molecule to North America.
Is that from South America or from where does that originate?
Yeah, originally, and this is covered. If you want to go into great depths on this issue of ayahuasca, there's the book on Amazon Kindle that I and Sherry Kane did called the Ayahuasca Death Cult.
Right.
And yes.
I was going to say that has a negative connotation based on things that I've read. I've heard, you know, it can tie people in with evil spirits and just really mess people up.
Exactly. Now, guess who's behind it? The United States military and CIA.
Right.
The whole, they call it a religion. In fact, here's a fact, sickening fact. Do you remember the Bronfman cartel?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Seagram's.
Yes. So Jeffrey Bronfman, one of the main heirs, went to court, and it was Judge John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Incredible.
That actually ruled in favor of the Bronfman cartel to import the ayahuasca from Brazil. What he said, and this is in 2006 decision, said that you can't manufacture this. You can only bring it in as a religion tied to the original religion. But Incredible. That's not what they've been doing. And in front of all the Democratic-controlled devil doers, the criminals, the current mayor of the Big Island of Hawaii is Mitch Roth. He used to be the main prosecutor. He's been aiding and abetting Sulla the entire time.
So they're bringing this product in, claiming that it's a religious tool.
Exactly, and it's exploding across the United States. Now the United States military is behind it too. Because you actually have the officials promoting it for treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder in military personnel. Mm. And then also 60 Minutes did a segment on it, too, where they basically said that it was excellent for hospice people because they want to have knowledge that they're going to be blessed by the graces of God when they die. So it is, they literally call DMT, dimethyltryptamine, the hallucinogen, the God molecule. How's that?
Yeah, but which God are they talking about?
Well, they're obviously. So it's completely demonic. Completely demonic.
Unbelievable. You know, this is one of the things that I've thought about, you know, and certainly, I mean, I don't have, you know, your depth of thinking, but, you know, what I've thought about over the last year is that the more and more information you take in, and the clearer, you know, the overall picture becomes, it's quite saddening. I mean, if you can't put your trust in God, you know, through Jesus, I don't know what you could do. I mean, because it's so negative. I mean, everything that you see out there, this is just unbelievable. I didn't realize the DMT and the ayahuasca tied in with this whole thing. So this fellow, and what mechanism did he use to take your property? Did he claim the paperwork was askew, or how did they do it?
It's easy. Just like you see in the ad on television, it's easy to steal a house. What all he does is basically forge a deed.
A previous deed.
In my case, they forged and altered the mortgage, claimed that the fully paid mortgage was unpaid, then forged a deed, paid off the judges. We have in the Third Circuit, which is the circuit on the Big Island of Hawaii, we have at least six judges who have been complicit in this. This is how Hawaii is run. The activist that called me yesterday and said that this ayahuasca thing now is exploding largely because of my work with Sherry Kane exposing it. He basically said also that the governor, Governor Green, and I know him because we did a PBS segment. I was interviewed by PBS in Hawaii. His name is Josh Green. He's the governor. He's been covering up what really happened in Maui with the wildfires, supposed wildfires. That was actually more likely triggered by laser weaponry because right. There's evidence of lasers being associated with damage in Maui. And the activist that I spoke with yesterday basically was bringing me up to date on what was going on over there. And Josh Green, the governor of Hawaii, he's a medical doctor. And when we were in the green room before the show, I said to him, I said, do you accept money from the pharmaceutical companies? He says, no, of course not. No, I don't do that. Later, after the show, I find out that he was majorly funded. He was at the time a part of the health department, and then he became a lieutenant attorney general, lieutenant governor, and then he became governor. He's governor right now. He's a liar. He's a liar.
How much property was it? How many acres?
My property was 27, but the Gregorian's property was about 700.
Of
one of the most the posh. I mean, it was a $750 million project. It's called the Waikoloa Highlands.
Mm.
The Wyatt
was Cole, it, was it like on a bluff or was it ocean level?
It's gorgeous, gorgeous property on the northern part of the northeastern part of the Big Island. It looks like Scotland, but it overlooks the ocean. It's green, rolling hills, beautiful, beautiful properties. Wow. And they were in the process of building about 700 and some odd, like $1 million estates or multi-million dollar estates. And Mr. Sulla came in, and while the deed was in the county's possession, Mr. Sulla somehow got access or was hired by the county and altered the deed, converted it into a for-profit from what was supposed to be a non-profit. There was 11 acres that were designated for about 60 families, needy families, poor people, the Hawaiian natives who can't afford properties, low-cost housing. 11 acres. He took that 11-acre deed. He basically forged the document in county's possession and then converted the property, sold the property for $1.5 million gain. That's what the FBI has him on right now.
So all of a sudden you get notice out of nowhere that you're no longer the owner of their property? Is that how it happened? Or did they sue you? How did that?
Yes, right. Yeah, that's right. They go to court. They sue you. Basically, they file the paperwork with exactly like the commercial on television says. They filed the paperwork with the land office, and then they claim ownership. So right now, my deed and title is so slandered. It's so muddied. He can't sell it. He's tried to sell my property. And basically what he converted my 27 acres. Now, mind you, one of the main reasons why they wanted my property, because it boasts Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas and geothermal bathing pools.
Right.
It was a healing retreat, a spa, one of the most magnificent spas in the world. That's what I purchased. That's what I built and developed. Then he comes in and steals it. Now, why would you want to have a spa with steam from lava-heated steam vents heating up for detoxification?
Right.
So they've used the property. They've degenerated the property. You should see the before and after pictures. But while I had it, it was parked out. It was gorgeous. Today, it is in virtual ruin. And they've done this because they're all drug addicts. So I go into, in the book, The Ayahuasca Death Cult, and numerous videos and articles on judicialcorruptionnews.com. You mentioned judicial corruption.
Okay, so judicialcorruptionnews.com is the website. And what's the book?
Yeah, the book is The Ayahuasca Death Cult.
How do you spell ayahuasca?
A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A.
Okay, got it. Wow. And this is the T, and it's filled with the DMT.
Right. And it goes back to the McKenna brothers, the main person who promoted this new cult. It's a new rage. It's exploding all over the world, really, but North America particularly.
Wasn't Bronfman involved in that other cult that became famous with various TV movies? And I can't think.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about, right? He was involved with that as well.
The Nexium.
That's right. Nexium. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, the Nexium. Yeah, and it was the sisters of the Bronfman. Jeffrey Bronfman's sisters that were indicted when Keith Raniere was the cult leader's name.
Right.
And where was that? On the Finger Lakes of New York. What's on Hunter Biden's back? Look at the tattoo on Hunter Biden's back. It's this community, the Finger Lakes region of New York. How do you like that one?
Not too far from Sarasota, right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, I went to Christian camp up there as a child in the Adirondacks. Okay, we've got a commercial break. Stay tuned for Dr. Len Horowitz. We'll be back in just a minute.
Mm-hmm. do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
We're back from our break. This is Kirk Finney in North Carolina standing in for John Moore. I understand we have a special guest caller on hold from the Yours Truly Murr Show. It's Murr. Murr, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sorry to make you wait. You got lost in the chat. That was my fault.
Yeah, I know how that goes. The main thing that made me call in was when Lynn kept saying about the truth and the life. Well, the whole verse is, I am the way, the truth and the life, and there's no way to the Father except by me. That's John 14:6. And as far as frequencies go, yeah, 528 is good, but like Hans Utter, and he's a musicologist or whatever, you know, I brought up to him about 432 hertz, and he said, well, there's actually a lot of good, you know, frequencies. It's just that the really worst one ever was the one they made official, 440.
Right. Yeah, that's no surprise.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But I wanted to say, too, it's not just the international industrialists. You have to go by who handles the currency. And I know you're Jewish, and I'm not talking about you, but I am talking about the international Jew, as Henry Ford warned us about over 100 years ago, the world's foremost problem. And look what they're doing now, and you dare not say anything. I mean, even on Christian radio stations, it's all this stuff about them being the chosen people. Well, no, they broke the covenant with God when they rejected Jesus Christ.
Well, that's an interesting discussion. First of all, let me address the 432 hertz matter. That was promoted and has been heavily promoted by Central Intelligence Agency and the British Secret Service. The entire 432 movement was developed to take the focus off of 528, to basically, and it was in the United States in 2008 and 2009. It was Jamie Butterf, who was supposedly an ex-employee of the Pentagon, and Tyler Thurman, who actually infiltrated the Concert for the Living Water, which I held with Dr. Masaru Emoto. We had 76 countries, groups, and 76 nations praying over the water, giving thanks to God. And anyway, they infiltrated, and that's where they started to, they tried to smear 528.
Well, you know, if I could just butt in here a minute and then I'll get off so you can finish your conversation. But Masaru Emoto was Dr. Wynn Parker. He was a host for several years on Republic Broadcasting. Very brilliant man. They call him the Water Baron because he was always sticking up for water and pointing out what they were doing with it and everything. But that was his first guest. And he learned some Japanese so he could have him on. And then he did tell us how he died. Like you said, he and several others, it was a lake in, I'm not sure if it was China or Singapore, I've heard two different things, but they, after a couple days of sitting around with the intention and prayer, they healed and cleared a horribly polluted lake, and he was killed on the way home.
Yeah, not surprising. But, yeah, Dr. Emoto was a dear friend and colleague of mine, and I was at his last birthday dinner. His son is still very active promoting his work. For people who don't remember or know Dr. Emoto, he's the doctor who actually was the student of my mentor also, Dr. Lee Lorenzen. And it was Dr. Emoto that showed us the crystallography, the snowflake designs, that the six-sided hexagonal-shaped ring, again, that's 528. 5 plus 2 is 7, plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. So that's the Miracle 6, MI6. That's how British Secret Service got its name.
Yeah, this figures. Is the most. Well, you know, where, you know where 007 came from, right? You have Tubal Cain, right? And 7 is God's number, right? So Tubal Cain, you have two O's and the Cain, 7, right?
Well, that I don't know. I don't know about
We're just engulfed with all this crazy kind of stuff. But my main point was I wanted to say how, you know, there are more beneficial. I'm sure 528 is probably the best, but it's not the only one. It's a point I wanted to make, you know. And the intention, like you're saying, the intention is all there is. And TrueStream Media did a very good thing with the rice, you know, the rice experiment where they had the three containers and one day. And their two children and husband and wife, you know, it put intention of loving care on one. And, of course, it lasted the longest. And the one with the hate, of course, deteriorated. And the one that they just ignored spoiled, too, but at a slower rate. But, so we're all, you know, we're powerful. We're the crown of creation. So we need to act like it, I think.
Hey, Mur, before you leave, when does your show air?
Oh, thank you. It's Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central. And I'll probably
Sunday, 2 to 4 Central. And how can people get a hold of you?
If you go to my page on the host and schedule, you know, just click on that link where it has my name by the time, and you'll see an email and the archives.
Okay, great. And what is your background? I know you hail from the beautiful state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's where I am now. I transplanted myself about 20 years ago, and we have about a foot of snow now, but I'll go and let you guys carry on. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Super. Thanks a lot, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
The truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Kirk in North Carolina standing in for John Moore. I guess I'm a body moving too quickly through space and time. Anyway, we're joined with the extra special guest, Dr. Len Horowitz. And, you know, John and Jane right now are traveling out to the Hear the Watchman Dallas 2024 Prophetic Signs in the Heavenlies event. That's a long title. And that's going to be right there in Grapevine. Let me see if I can get the address for you. Not too late to get tickets. It's going to be at the Hilton DFW Lakes Executive Conference Center. Another long word. And that's going to take place this weekend. So tickets are still available. I found the event on Eventbrite. It perhaps has its own website too. And again, that's Hear the Watchman Dallas 2024 event. Love to go there and attend and hear John amongst many, many other special guests. including a lot of ones that we know, like Dave Hodges. Anyway, we've got Dr. Len Horowitz on with us. Dr. Len, could you share just a little bit about the products that you have available at your healthyworldshop.com site? Or is it Healthy World Store? It's shop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's either one, actually.
Ah, okay.
Both of them. Yeah, healthyworldshop.com. I'll be happy to. Let me just finalize my thoughts with regard to the concept that 432 is a good frequency. It is a good frequency. I use it in one of the products in the store is the Solfeggio Eclectica album. It's a double album CD that I go through the different frequencies and have musical performances and even affirmations, positive affirmations to heal the certain energy centers that are called chakra system. 432 is a good frequency primarily that I use for sexual chakra, your second chakra. You have a root chakra, then you have a sexual chakra, then you have a will center chakra, and then you have the heart chakra. So 432 is a good frequency, but and as the caller mentioned, there are many good frequencies. I go through what's called the perfect circle of sound. And it's a fascinating study. There are 9 core creative frequencies of the universe. 432 is a harmonic of 528, interestingly enough. And that the 9 core creative frequencies of creation include what is called the devil's tone. So you know that the creator created Satan. And Satan was created to do what? To literally challenge we the people to use our will to make informed choices wisely. So basically, the 741 frequency in the perfect circle of sound is the only frequency that I don't use. I don't use it. It's not harmonic with 528 love. It is in dissonance. It's jarring. It's used by Hollywood filmmakers to cause the audience to panic and go in fear and tension and stress. I'm not interested in that. In fact, when you tune to the standard tuning, which was mentioned as A440, imposed by the Rockefeller Foundation in 1938, then your A440 gives you the F sharp note, which is the devil's tone in musicology. It's called in also the augmented fourth or diminished fifth. So that's a major chord, the D major chord. It's at the heart of the D major chord. I don't use it. So it's not harmonic with 528, but all the other ones are harmonic with 528.
Very, very interesting. And you said that CD is available on healthyworldshop.com, or is that a different website?
Yeah, healthyworldshop.com has a number of my products. What I'm most thankful for is having developed electroceuticals, a line of electroceuticals that resonate in the frequency of 528. I use 528 exclusively. Getting back to the caller, when Jesus said that I am the way, and the way is narrow, and the truth and the life, it's just like a radio broadcast. Let's say you're tuning to 99.6. You hear the broadcast. You're grooving on the tunes. But if somebody changes the station 1/10 of 1 hertz off, you get static, which is annoying. And, basically, if you keep listening to it, you could get sick and even potentially die. So the way is considered, in my opinion, this is my conclusion. Love 528 is the life force. And I started last hour sharing with you how the technologies that are being injected, the biochips, are actually data mining and using the frequencies between the neurosynaptic junctions, between the nerves. There's water. And between those nerves, you have the neurochemicals moving. But the primary thing that is being basically assaulted with this technology, with the spiritually damaging nano-neuro-electronics. That includes the graphene in the vaccinations. This is nano-neuro-bio-electronic technology. It's actually the frequencies that they are monitoring in real time with this brain cloud connection concept. That now they're literally engaging your spirituality, your essence of pure love. And they're doing that, virtually corrupting it, because they're monitoring it, they're changing it through their frequencies, and that's how the monitoring of your physiology, metabolism, blood chemistry, all of the data that they're mining, once they inject these biochips into you, it's all operating just like the smartwatches are operating, or the blood glucose monitors, the skin patches that you see people walking around with now. It's that uses this technology of monitoring frequencies. And the main frequency is 528 love. So that, in my opinion, that's why, you know, you could add to that verse, that Bible verse, that Jesus is the way, the narrow way, the truth, and the life, and it's pure love. That's the way. And that's the way to God. That's what Jesus is, in my opinion, as a Messianic Jew. That's what I conclude. And that makes complete sense to me, what's really happening here on the planet because of that.
So what they're doing is they're interrupting the normal frequency flow of the body and also monitoring at the same time. Are they able to then access other mechanisms in the body with these ingredients?
Yes. It's just like NMR, nuclear magnetic resonance imaging. What's happening in that technology, that medical clinical technology, is they're vibrating your nuclei, vibrating with sound frequencies. And then the nuclei are resonating in the water. And as it vibrates, it's sending waves of water back signals that the computers are picking up and monitoring. So that's the technology. It's a spiritually based technology that they don't want to have anything to do with God. They don't believe in God. It's ungodly, the whole. Again, think about what the power of prayer. Ask yourself, how does prayer work to produce miracles? Well, the miracle note, the gold in that section of the Bible I mentioned last hour, is 528. Your heart is resonating in faithful, loving, powerful intention in prayer in 528. That's the narrow, clear channel broadcast from your heart to God's heart, and then the miracles are administered. This is what Jesus was teaching and preaching, and of course, in different types of metaphors and different languages, and demonstrating in real life when he was alive and moving as a human being on this planet. You know, so I'm most proud on the store, healthyworldstore.com, of a product called OxySilver. With 528, it resonates in 528. It brings into this whole concept of prayer power that you can actually administer, enhance prayer power by vibrating in pure tone love. So you have OxySilver, which is an alternative to risky vaccinations and deadly antibiotics. People know
so
about
it. It's a product that will help support the immune system.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what. And you got to read the testimonials. I mean, for years, people were writing in these miraculous healings that they were having from 528 OxySilver, and I wasn't even thinking of how that might happen. I mean, I came out with OxySilver many years ago as a double superconductor. Because that water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. Silver is a superconductor of sound and light electronics. And so now you add prayer, you have three superconductors and power sources of the miracle frequency. So I recommend it being used. Unlike any other drug that's out there or any other homeopathic company, I urge people to use it with prayer. For example, this is an amazing thing. If you have that inkling, you're coming down with a cold or flu, you know that first inkling you get when you think you might be coming down with something?
Yeah, I've got it right now.
Oh, okay.
With the temperature swings.
I gotta send you a bottle of OxySilver. You take three capfuls, the plastic caps. You don't want to use metal spoons because the metal will vibrate, right, and it will break up. What Dr. Emoto showed us was the sacred geometric structuring, the six hexagonal shaped ring. That's the essence of water. In fact, the Star of David, Solomon's seal, is water molecules, because you have a tetrahedron molecule of H2O, and it, because of the polarity, it seeks a mate. Like, it's got to get married. It needs a mate. So what it does is it bonds to a other H2O, and that forms the hexagonal shaped ring.
Right.
You're a carbon six being. I'm life. We are the carbon six because of 528. It's coming, that structure, the sacred geometry of a snowflake is coming out of the frequency resonance based on the field of science called cymatics, which is the study of sound on matter.
Right.
So that's
the sand and the other things they show on the YouTube video. Fascinating.
Yes, that's exactly right. So now consider that now you take a alternative, a completely safe. You can't, you know, I had a young man who had AIDS contact me, purchased a case of OxySilver, 24 bottles, and he drank all 24 bottles within 6 hours. His mother calls me up, freaking out, panic, he's going to die. So I did a study. I looked at the analysis. There was no possible way that he was coming even close to what the FDA had recommended as a toxic dose limit.
Right.
No problem whatsoever. So basically, you've got a triple superconductor of love frequency, love, the miracle frequency, of 528 resonating in your body. I take three capfuls at the first sign of a cold or flu with prayer, and then I swallow. I'm a visual person, and I'm a spiritually oriented individual.
Me too.
I don't know. When I take OxySilver that way, I get a whole blossoming of light pouring down through my head, and I send.
So you
that
drink
light.
It straight. You don't mix it with water.
Three capfuls, plastic capfuls, because I don't want to use metal because that breaks the structure. The structure is in the process of manufacturing OxySilver. We use structured water that's resonating specifically at 528 frequency.
Right.
Now you add the nano silver that bonds to the water, bonds to the oxygen in the water molecule. And now you have something that's going to deliver, unlike colloidal silvers, and there are many people that are getting good benefits from colloidal silvers. You know, you don't. I don't listen to the CDC's warnings that it's going to cause our gyra or a tattooing, causing you to look like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. That's colloidal silver. That's old technology. I see OxySilver now capable of going intracellularly. That's why you have such a die-off of the mycoplasma. That's the cross between bacteria and a virus that was manufactured. Dr. Garth Nicholson was the one who made that one famous and showed that this was associated with thyroid dysfunction. People who are running on low energy, their thyroid dysfunction is happening. They have low energy because low thyroid function, and that is largely caused by mycoplasma infection that is inside the cell. It's not in the bloodstream per se. So now that OxySilver with 528 frequency actually goes intracellular,
right,
and then basically you blow it out with the miracle power of the Creator's love. That's my, and it's unbelievable because nobody gets sick.
I've learned over the years that really it's the misformation and the miscarrying for the intercellular fluid in the body, as well as the intracellular fluid, that really causes illness. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's centrally important. Again, think about what I'm saying. It's paradigm shattering to medicine. We talked earlier about how we've all been dumbed down. We're living in a world we can't even make any sense about anymore, and it's getting worse and worse. You know, now you have to then connect to the Creator, connect to Jesus, bring that source of power and basically intelligence into your operations. And so now that's where your interstitial fluid. I'm saying that the interstitial fluid is primarily vibrating in love 528 by grace of God. And now if you want to assault that, diminish that, you're in trouble.
That's right. Yeah, we do have a caller from Maine. We'll have her come on as soon as we get back from the break.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information, from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. This is Kirk standing in for John Moore. We've got a caller on the hold here, and that's Miss Catherine in Maine. Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Dr. Horowitz, I've been doing some deep dives, and have you ever heard of the bacteria rhodopsin and the solenoids, and how might that interact during the eclipse with the RGO in my insulin or the whatever else how else other people may have gotten it. That was my first question. Second question is, once you said you manually cleaned your teeth daily, do you use floss or do you use that dental instrument? You know, the one with the little pointy thing on the end. What do you call that? I'm just curious, how do you manually clean your teeth daily, as you mentioned on John's show one time? And that's it. Thank you.
Oh, Catherine, don't leave yet. The first question I can't answer. I'd have to do some substantial research on. And what was the second question?
Second question is, you mentioned on John's show one time cleaning your teeth with, you manually cleaned your teeth daily. And I'm just wondering, do you use a water pick? How do you define manually clean manually? Do you use the metal dental instrument or floss or water pick or all of the above?
Well, I'm pretty good with my fingers, so I brush and floss, and where I have challenges because I've bridged a couple bridges, and I have to get in between the bridges, and so I use the proxy brushes. So my routine is I'll brush, I'll floss, and I'll this proxy brush where I need to, and then I will swish with liquid dentist for 3 to 9 minutes. Sometimes I do it in the shower. The entire time I'm having a shower, I'm swishing with liquid dentist. And then my tongue feels the sides of my teeth. And it feels so super smooth and clean. It feels like you've just gotten off of the hygienist chair. And that's my routine. I do that
those proxy brushes are amazing. CVS has some that are not as good as the gum brand, GUM, that I buy. But the little case that they have in the CVS pack, I keep in my pocket. So every time I eat, I find a way to interdental brush every tooth, the front and the back, so that it keeps my teeth clean even throughout the day if I'm out and about, you know, snacking or whatever. So anyway, those things are amazing, the interdental, the proxy brushes. Anyway, okay, thank you for your answer. And the other was bacteriorhodsen. And then the other, solenoids. And I came across an interview where they discuss some of these things in great depth. And it's pretty interesting. And then I've gone even down further and looked at this, you know, some of the other source documentation. And we're living in strange times. We'll just say that. So everyone keep your heart right. Forgive or bless your enemies. Hope for the best. I think that's the best we can do, you know, and it's a good way to go.
Absolutely.
That's right. Thank you. Take care.
God bless you, Catherine.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Dr. Len. That was just tremendous. And did you have anything you wanted to add here as we close?
No, Kirk, but I got your address here. I'm going to send you a bottle of OxySilver.
All right. God bless. I can't wait to talk to you further. I'll reach out to you. So stay tuned, folks. We've got Chris Hinckley coming up next with the Road Warrior Radio Show here on RBN. And don't forget to visit republicbroadcasting.org and register your donation, even small ones. We need everything you can give. Thanks so much.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.